Chapter 1. A Divided Nation. America is a divided nation. Then again, what's happening in America is also happening throughout the Western world. The culture is becoming more secularized and anti-Christian. Church attendance has already dropped significantly. But what has happened to the church? Why have the younger generations been leaving? Why is the Christian message not impacting the culture like it used to? An exodus from the church. Now, don't misunderstand me. God's word states, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. There are some great Christian leaders, pastors, and others who stand boldly and courageously for the authority of the word of God. But sadly, they are a minority. One of the most asked questions I receive through email and letters and from visitors to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum attractions is something like this. Do you know a church in our area that takes the same stand on biblical authority as you do at Answers in Genesis? From an institutional, local church perspective, there has been a problem in much of the church in America and the rest of the Western world. For many, many years now, we've seen an exodus of young people from the church. I've been talking on this ever since the 70s. In fact, I gave my first talk on Christian apologetics in 1975 in Australia. During the early 80s, I visited America, giving talks across the nation in churches and Christian institutions. One of the things I was saying back then went something like this. If the church doesn't raise up generations to believe God's word starting in Genesis and understanding Genesis 1-11 as literal history and the foundation for all of our doctrine, for our whole worldview, for the rest of the Bible, for the gospel, and for everything, and if the church doesn't equip generations with answers to the secular attacks on God's word, and specifically Genesis, that they are getting through the education system and the media. And if the church doesn't stop compromising God's word in Genesis with evolution and or millions of years, as so many, including many church leaders and academics, in our churches sadly do, then we will lose the coming generations, and we'll lose the culture. And that's exactly what's happening right before our very eyes. It only takes one generation. It only takes one generation to lose a culture. We're seeing a once very Christianized America on the brink of a catastrophic change from a Christian worldview perspective. The younger generations, particularly Generation Y, Millennials, and Generation Z, are growing up in a very different culture than the culture my generation, Baby Boomers, and older generations grew up in. The change in the culture is devastating and catastrophic from a Christian perspective. Christians need to be aware of what's happening and how to deal with this. But much of the church is not giving the teaching to understand why the culture is at the place it is and how to deal with it. In this book, I am going to detail 5 areas where I believe many parents and church leaders have failed to teach people to equip them for the fallen world in which we live. I believe there has been an overall neglect of and failure to teach. Number 1. There is no neutral position. Number 2. There is no non-religious position. Number 3. There are ultimately only 2 religions, 2 foundations for our worldview. Number 4. General Bible and Creation Apologetics. Number 5. How to think foundationally to develop a truly Christian worldview. Further on, I will explain each of these in detail to help us understand what sort of teaching needs to be included in the church and in parenting in order to raise up godly generations. In 2009, I co-authored the book Already Gone. It's still as relevant today as it was then. We contracted with America's Research Group, and they surveyed young people, particularly millennials, who used to go to church but no longer go to church. Research had shown that 2/3 of young people were leaving the church by college age, with very few returning, and we wanted to find out why they left the church. When these young people were asked, "Why did you leave the church?" the answers really came down to issues like this. How can you believe in a loving God with all the death and suffering in the world? What about science and the Bible? Can you really trust the Bible in a scientific age? What about evolution and millions of years? Now over 90% of kids from church homes in the USA have been sent to the public education system, and we have to be honest about it. What's happened is that system has progressively changed to become more and more atheistic. By and large, public school educators have thrown out God, the Bible, Christian prayer, and Genesis and creation. As a result, many now claim they threw religion out, but that's not true. They threw Christianity out and replaced it with a different religion.